Good morning. This is Becky Speet, the Christian Direct Seller, and I'm so excited to be here with you again on a Monday in November when we're just thinking about so many things that we're grateful for. We were taking lots of praise reports before we actually started the call, and I know that many of us across the United States have been experiencing bad weather, and so I just want you to know that we're thinking about you, and we're praying for you and lifting you up there, so hopefully that you're all safe. And today we're going to be talking about transformation. And this is one of the things that I absolutely love. The Lord gave me two words this year, and it was audacious transformation. So I think this is a great way to be finishing up our November month. I know we've got a couple more weeks of prayer calls, but it's just heavy, heavy on my heart. I did a training up in Midland, Texas, and we just experienced so much transformation over the weekend, and it was such a blessing. So I want to give God all the glory for that. But that word has been on my heart again today. So I was actually looking in my Jesus Lives book by Sarah Young for part of my devotions this morning, and I turned right to the transformation page, so I figured God really wanted me to talk about transformation. I'm going to read a little bit from here so that you can kind of just hear what she said. I don't think I could say it any differently. And just so that you know, Sarah Young does her writing from the perspective as if Jesus is speaking to us. So hopefully you can take this and apply it to your heart, and it just doesn't just go right in your ears, but it goes right to our hearts. It says, I'm your lamp. I turn your darkness into light. Transforming you is delightful to me. Only I know the full measure of your capabilities, and I work ceaselessly to help you become all I created you to be. Isn't that a great promise that in thought that if we just meditated on that all day long, how wonderful that would be, that the Lord, He knows what our capabilities are, and He works ceaselessly to help us become exactly what He created us to be. Maybe there's an area in your life that you need a little transformation or maybe a lot of transformation. I've got great news for you. The Lord wants to do that in you, and He promises not to quit till it's done. Let me keep reading. It says, my brilliant light, in which there is no darkness at all, enables you to see areas where you need to change. When my spirit spotlights an area of sin, you face a choice. You can withdraw from me into the darkness of denial, or you can come more fully into the radiance of my presence. If you face your sin head on, it diminishes its power. Isn't that powerful? You know, the Lord is so right that we do have that choice where we can either choose to be in denial and go back into darkness, which usually brings more darkness, or we can decide that, you know, we're just going to let it be out fully into the radiance of God's presence. And if we come face to face with it, He's going to take away the power of that sin. It's not going to have the power over us anymore. He also says, you gain strength to walk in my ways, on fresh paths illuminated by my light. I help you deal with all your darkness, not only within you, but also around you, because you live in a broken world. You encounter darkness every day of your life. You inhabit a rebellious planet that screams obscene lies about who I am. This is why living close to me, aware of my presence, is so vital to your well-being. An excellent way to draw near to me is to change your thinking from a monologue to a dialogue. Make more and more of your thoughts a conversation with me. When you encounter darkness in your world, talk with me about it. I'll help you see matters from my perspective, thus turning your darkness into light. Isn't that so powerful? All we have to do is spend time with Him and let Him put light on that darkness. You know, Psalm 51, 10 through 12 tells us, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Isn't that so awesome that we can just go to God and say, you know what, just make me have a clean heart again. And He does. And then just to renew the spirit within me, make me feel that joy of when I first got saved, when I first knew you in my heart. It also tells us in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All we have to say is, you know what, God, I'm really sorry, or I messed up, or I shouldn't have been thinking that, or I shouldn't have been acting in that way. That's so, so incredibly powerful. You know, there's some more verses I want to read for you. It says, remember that nothing's impossible with me. God says, you know what? I can even help you scale a huge wall of unbelief, of doubt, of fear. You are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. 2 Samuel 22, 29 through 30. 1 John 1, 5 says, this is the message which we've heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him there's no darkness at all. And of course, Luke 1, 37 tells us, for nothing's impossible with God. So how are we supposed to be behaving? What are the areas of transformation that we might need to make? Well, Galatians 5, 19 through 26 tells us, now, the works of the flesh are evident. There's sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry. Idolatry is anything we put before God. That could be our business. It could be our family. It could be our spouse. It could be ourselves. It could be our money. It could be all kinds of things. Sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions. Ooh, a lot of times that happens within our teams, right? Envy. Ooh, sometimes that happens in our business too. Drunkenness, orgies and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And against such things, there is no law. It also tells us in Romans 12, 2, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. That's where it starts first, right? That by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. It also tells us in Romans 12, let love be without hypocrisy, or I'm sorry, Romans 12, 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence. Sometimes that shows up in our business too, right? Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing the needs of to the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you're going to heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what's good, and you'll have praise for the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he's God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject not only of the wrath, but also for conscience sake. For because of this, you'll also pay taxes. So sometimes we get into issues around that with our business, maybe even speeding, those kind of things. Render therefore all that's due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs are due, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. But we need to owe no one except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandment says, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there's any other commandment, all are summed up in saying, namely, that you should love your neighbor as yourself. Love does not harm a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. So if we ever need to go back and figure out, well, what am I missing? Just go back to love. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creature. The old's passed away. Behold, the new has come. Don't let guilt and condemnation keep chasing you down in shame. After you've repented, you've asked the Lord to help you. You start renewing your mind by the scripture and praise and worship and spending time with him, taking those concerns to him, you will see transformation. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, and we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So God doesn't think like as we're going through transformation, we've got to have some pits and some downfalls or some negative things happen to us. No, he's going to transform us from glory to glory. He's got those good things that he wants to give us, right? I want to close out today before we go into our prayer time with just one more scripture. It's Philippians 1:6. It says, and I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. So I know that he's working on that good work in you. Maybe we touched on a topic or an area in your business or your life that you think, oh, I do need a little transformation. I just love how the Lord is so kind and he's such a gentleman. He won't force his will on us. But what he does do is he brings things gently into our awareness. And then he gives us that choice we talked about earlier. You can move into the darkness of denial or you can bring it out into the light. Diffuse all the power that sin has over you. Talk with the Lord about it and have him help you renew your mind, renew your habits. Because God has great, audacious transformation waiting for you to move you from glory to glory. Well, I hope this has been a blessing to you guys this morning. I'm going to open this up just for a quick minute and see if anybody else has any praise reports or prayer requests this morning. Anyone?
Becky, this is Betty again.
Yeah.
You know, as I'm listening through the material that you're going over, this call is actually my praise report because there was an area that I was really so unclear about, and I'd read a scripture, and I don't have my Bible in front of me, but it was related to something to the effect of, be careful that you, when you think the light within you, when you think the darkness within you is actually light.
Mm.
And I knew that God was trying to reveal something to me, and he just did through your call. So I'm really just tickled that I was able to get on the call this morning. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. God's so good, isn't he? How he just orchestrates things, and it, you know, because you hadn't been on and been able to get on, but today you were, and God's so good. I love how he is so faithful. If we ask, he's going to give us the answers.
Exactly.
He
amazes me.
He's so cool. I just love it.
Amazing, yeah.
Whoever thinks God's not alive or doesn't care about the tiniest things in our life, they are so mistaken.
Well, the thing is, they're missing out on so much.
Yes.
Just missing out, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, glory be to God. That is so awesome.
Yeah,
anybody else have a prayer request or a praise report before we go into our prayer time? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pray then. Father God, I thank you. I thank you and praise you that you don't leave us the way we are. Oh, my goodness, I cannot even imagine. And so, Lord, I just thank you that you do create transformation in us. Even at the moment that we accept salvation and our spirit man is rejoined with you, and you create an amazing transformation, and you don't leave us that way, and that you work giving us, we move from glory to glory, from goodness to goodness, and that you give us the ability to just embrace your goodness, and that you do gently shine that light into those areas of darkness that we need to work on. I pray in Jesus' name that we all run to the light, that we expose the sin in our lives for what it is, and that we walk and embrace your goodness and your light, and that we don't believe the lie of the enemy that it's going to be harder or that there's going to be any loss from doing that. because we know that when we shed the darkness, we can embrace your light, and you have so much more and so much more goodness for us. Lord, I'm really excited that Chile's going to be doing the Texas Conference for Women, and her, that her prayer request was that not only that they'd have safe travel, but that she could be that light for you, that they would be positive and that they would be able to listen with your ears and hear what people are saying and help people and bless them and that they would be profitable, Lord. I'm really, really excited about this. I just know that your favor is going out before them. I pray in Jesus' name that people will be drawn to their booth like a magnet. They're not even sure what's happening or why they're being drawn, but it's going to be your love and your light that's drawing them in. And, Lord, I know that Chile will be a faithful steward of your goodness and your mercy and your grace and your abundance and just be that light in the darkness there. Lord, I do thank you that you give us that formula that we have to be with you, that when we do have darkness, all we have to do is talk to you more. We just need to give it to you. We need to lay it at your feet and then ask, Lord, what would you have me do? Transform me and help me to be able to be that person you want me to be, and that you're not a mean God waiting to just beat us and, you know, be awful to us, but that you're a good and kind and loving God and you want goodness for us. And that you're going to gently show us what needs to take place. And sometimes you even just do a miracle and take the sin out of our life, take the darkness immediately out of our life. All we have to do is surrender it to you, Lord. I do also want to lift up Betty's son as he's overcoming, Lord. I just pray that you will bless him and that their whole town, Lord. It just sounds like they've got some kind of bug there. Lord, I just rebuke the enemy that's over their town, the strong man of sickness and disease and infirmity and illness. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. We rebuke flu in Jesus' name, because we know that even though we say this is flu season, it's like we open up the door to the enemy to come in and ravage our lives. We don't accept that. In Jesus' name, we are healed and we are healthy and we are walking according to the purposes of God. That's for everywhere in our country. And Lord, there have been just terrible, terrible tragedies with so much weather and power outages, and the weather's cold, Lord, all over the country. So I pray in Jesus' name that you will restore the power, that you will keep people safe and healthy, and that you will restore and bring back to them what was lost, and that you would restore it back 100-fold, Lord. I pray that you will put your loving arms around those that need comfort. Lord, those that need to feel more content, Lord, with what we do have, Lord, I just pray that you will continue to work in our hearts and our lives. I thank you for shining the light on us, Lord. I thank you that you help us deal with all the darkness in our life, and it's not something that we have to bear. We rebuke guilt and condemnation in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you will help us to be more effective servants for you. I pray that today and each and every day this week, you will show us what you would like us to do. You will help us to see the people that we would need to talk to and touch and be able to minister for you and bring them to you, Lord, that we would be your hands and feet here on the earth as we are one body. Lord, I just pray that you will keep us safe as we travel and as we are working to finish up our plans for this year and work on starting the plans for next year, Lord. I just pray in Jesus' name that you will help me to be a faithful steward with those that you've brought into my life that I can help and serve in this capacity, and that for each one of us that are listening to the call, that we would be prepared, that, you know, it's been said many times that if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. And, Lord, you don't want us to fail, so I pray that you will help us and guide us as we work towards fulfilling the plan that you have to finish this year very, very strong, to give you the glory for the growth and the honor for the transformation that's taken place. But help us to be very purposeful in putting together our business plans for next year, Lord, that they would be started now if they aren't already started, that they would be completed, and that it would be a good plan, and it would be your plan, that we would serve you and give you the most glory and honor. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for our health. We thank you for the ability to be together, Lord, that you've created a wonderful community. And, Lord, I just thank you for all the transformation that took place over the weekend through the workshop that I did, Lord. I pray you'll touch and bless each one of their businesses and their hearts for making that time and that commitment. Lord, I just pray blessing and abundance and favor upon each and every person listening to this call or listening to the replay. Lord, that they would not be in lack. You don't want us to lack for anything. Lord, I thank you that we are moving from glory to glory, that we can bring you more glory, and you're revealing your heart to us in a new way, a fresh way, and there's a fresh anointing on each and every person's business. I thank you that we will be blessing you as we are going out and as we're coming in, and, Lord, that you've given us the ability to create wealth. Lord, and that money is coming to each and every person that's listening from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I thank you that there is no unforgiveness in our hearts, Lord, and there's no roots of bitterness, that we can stand clean before you just through the blood of Jesus. We love you, Father God. We thank you, and we ask that you will just help us have amazing weeks this week, Lord, as we're getting ready to start moving into that Thanksgiving week next week. Lord, help us to always be grateful just for who you are and for all the amazing blessings that you have given us, and especially the ability to have influence with others and show your light here on earth. We love you, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, have an amazing week, everybody. We'll be back next Monday. And I would love to have the call just completely full with people that are thankful or have something to be thankful for, because I know we have a ton. But if we could just blow up the call with tons and tons of praises, I think that would be phenomenal. But make it a great week. Share the call information with your friends, and I will talk with you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.